Welcome to another podcast of Master Investor. Glad to be here. Today's theme is going to be marketing. Marketing is basically the blood of the business, because if we don't have good advertisement, good presentation of our products and services to the clients that are the ones that want to buy the solution that we offer, then we have no business, and most likely that business will never succeed because of lack of marketing. So marketing can be one of the most important elements of a successful business, and it's something that it continues throughout the entire existence of that business. Marketing is finding a product or service and putting that in front of the right customers so easily that they can grab, buy, go, and repeat. And because it's so easy for them to do that, and it's all about giving a great experience to the client. So it has to be easy from the time that they land on the digital page. Today we're talking about having marketing digitally, because everybody's on their phone, iPads, and laptops. Everything is digital today, and the future is nothing more but the more digital stuff are coming out, and technology is advancing. So we have to adapt, and marketing has a lot of different topics within the subject of marketing that is complex, but it can be really defined in that sentence. And you can write this down and you can remember this. Marketing is finding a service or product and putting that in front of the clients that are willing to buy that, that are ready to buy that solution so easily that they can grab, buy, and go and repeat. So when we talk about that, we can picture a digital store for our services, whether you're an attorney or lawyer, dentist, solo entrepreneur, an experienced entrepreneur that has some assets already that he's managing and overseeing and needs to become maybe digital and needs to have a store. So anybody that really, I think today's age, everybody needs a store online, and we need to, you know, sell our talents and monetize them, right? And pursue that, because we can sell to the whole world. It's all about information, the right information. We have it almost literally for free because we can connect to the internet for free. So if a person has a phone, you can tap into the information for free. And today there are libraries everywhere where you can literally pay nothing and have access to a computer and the internet for free. So the information is literally right in front of us everywhere. And if we understand that, then we can start seeing information as keen, but the right information, the organized information is keen. And it's what really counts at the end of the day, whether it's a video, whether it's a tutorial, whether it's a documentary. It has to be the right information for people to be willing to pay for that. And if it's a product, a physical product too, it has to be unique. It has to be something that is a good product and affordable for everybody to be able to buy and have it quickly in their house. So it's all about the customer experience in today's age, because there's so much competition everywhere that it's so easy for the customer to simply just go somewhere else that is more advanced than the person that is failing on their business. So it's important that we worry about their customer and listen to them from the beginning, whether we have one customer, 100,000 customers, or a million customers. We must understand and listen to our customers. So marketing is really about positioning our products in front of the right crowd that they can grab, buy, and go, and then repeat again and come back. because the experience was so great that they will be willing to come back. And then we must maintain awareness of that, of that customer, by what? By doing email marketing, by doing more marketing. And it's all about marketing. That's what I say, you know, marketing is the blood of the business, you know, which equals cash flow. You know, cash flow is really the blood of the business, right? And the only way to get cash flow is by doing marketing, because it's what raises money at the end of the day. Even when we see political campaigns, right, they spend a lot of money in their campaigns so that they can be seen and it can be, they can raise more money and so forth. So marketing is like connected to the cash flow. And the better marketing the company has and the better marketing we do and offer to our clients, if you have a marketing agency or whatever it is, then we must understand that, you know, marketing is key when it's done right. And today we have so many tools that I'm going to be offering a special course. So check it out on our website at www.masterinvestor.education. Pick a course, start learning, and start making and creating assets that creates freedom, cash flow, ultimately, right? Passive income. And that's what we hear at Master Investor. That's the message, you know. It's all about cash flow. It's all about positive cash flow, which comes from assets. And it's about having the right financial education that we can understand how to build an asset and how to acquire brands and how to, if we don't want to do that, how to then create a sales funnel or create a website or store that sells one product that we like, that we're passionate about. Maybe we use it and that company, we find a product that the company gives a percentage for the sales, so we can turn that into an asset. And it can be done, you know, on autopilot, because today we have systems literally for anything that you can think of. We have an app that does it. So if we need a video done, we have an app that does it. If we need a, and I'm talking about marketing video, so you know, we just need to plug in the message, but it's already a template done for us. And so it's very robotic in a way today, and technology is advancing that. It's all about having the right systems in place, working and doing the selling and telling for us. So what we're going to be teaching here at Master Investor is the financial education that will increase your financial IQ, and therefore, you know, cash flow goes up, because we understand that we must acquire assets to do what? To produce positive cash flow, right? And then continue that process, creating our ideas, manifesting what we truly are passionate about, and then help the world become a better place by offering that and filling a need into the marketplace. So we have an eye for problems, right? We like to solve problems. We also have an eye for opportunity, and problems always have opportunity. So we have to understand that when we look out there in the world, we must see it and observe what is that the world need and the people are needing that we are passionate about filling. So find a need and fill it. And we can write that down. Find a need and fill it. And then how do we fill it? With great marketing. We got to position ourselves with a digital store that is already made for us. And if you don't want to make a store, then it's okay, because you can tap into our other service where we provide also a product where we help you create the store for you, and we set it all up, and you just answer a questionnaire digitally, where we will find out exactly what the company or the idea is that you want to do, and then we do it all for you for a price. And so we give you a quote, and then we'll start the process and finish and give it to you ready to just start marketing. And we also offer marketing and maintain that service with you if you like to as well. So we have different packages, or you can go somewhere else and also check out, you know, their services if you want to build your own website. But we have tools that you can do it yourself. We also have tools that you know, that you can give us the task and we also execute it for you. So some people are just need to focus in their business and continue to do that and leave the marketing department to people like us, to our company. We have a department where it really engages with the company's message and it helps them build the brand. So the whole goal of our, you know, mission of our company is that we like to raise the financial well-being of all of our partners and creating win-win relationships and, you know, ultimately being an asset to them by providing more assets and value into their business and investments operations, right? And also, you know, give you the right financial education daily that can keep reminding you of the rules of the ultra wealthy so that we can engage in every action with the core value and the mentality of the very wealthy. And it's very important because if we don't have the mindset, then we don't have it outside. And that is very true. So there's nothing wrong with, you know, starting out and believing that you're already at the top and acting like you're already at the top. And I'm talking about acting like if you already have millions of dollars sitting in your account coming in from your businesses. And so if when you get it, your thousands of dollars, so if you have dollars, you treat it as millions. So you start acting like a wealthy person. And it's very important that we simulate that because we got to get used to that when it comes. And then now we have it. And then we can actually do it correctly and multiply and continue to grow our wealth. But, you know, wealth is ultimately measured in the time that we can not do anything and then still be able to thrive with the same standard of living. So, and the only way to do wealth is and to achieve wealth is by having assets that produce passive income, positive cash flow. And you know, and a lot of times people end up going their whole life without maybe understanding the basic rules of money and the basic rules of business and investment. And I think investment is a subject for everybody. It's not only for the people that went to school for it, or it's only for the people that are having success with their company. Is a topic for everybody, whether you're poor, middle class, or somebody that is wealthy. So it's something that is something that we must talk about all the time, because money is with us everywhere. We go to get something to eat, we need to take money. We need to you know, see somebody to, you know, do something for us, we need to probably give them their fee, right? And so it's important. It's a tool, it's an exchange, and so it's something that is with us to the very last moment. So we must play with it every day. We must talk about it. We must get comfortable. Even when we don't have it, we must feel and make good decisions even without money, right? And a true entrepreneur learns how to thrive and spend money without money. And the reason why, because the number one job of an entrepreneur is to raise capital. And the number one skill is to sell. So, you know, with that, and then money is just an idea because of 1971, then we understand that, backed up by confidence, that we understand that we just need an idea, a good plan, partners, and we have an opportunity and we put a deal together, and then money can finance and we can raise money and learn how to spend money without actually having money. So this saying that takes money to make money, that is something that Master Investor does not support. And we actually teach the opposite, that it does not take money to make money. It takes an idea backed up by confidence. It takes an opportunity. It takes, you know, putting the deal together and finding the people, right? And then finding the partners, right? The customers and the partners. So, and then start doing marketing, because marketing is the most, even when we're presenting the opportunity to our partners, we're doing marketing. So marketing is the essence of pretty much everything. Coca-Cola is Coca-Cola because of what they have done with marketing. Same thing with Apple, same thing with, you know, Amazon. Look at their brands, look at Nike, look at Adidas, Reebok, you know, all the big brands that we know today, designer brands and brands that are actually living forever. And the reason being is because of great marketing great customer service, great customer experience, right, for the end user, kept their promise, and they keep marketing and keeping the awareness of the customer high at all times by upselling them with new products and so forth. And we can do the same thing with our brands. So it's all about looking at their brands, repeating what they have done great, and instilling that into our brand. And with today's systems that we're going to be giving in our digital courses, so check out www.masterinvestor.education and follow us on Instagram at Master Investor for more tips about money, business, and investing. We are the money brand of the world. We are here to elevate the financial well-being of our partners. So let us know about your feedback. We're going to be going into more details about the marketing and how to understand marketing from today's age and point of view, which to me is the best marketing, because we have systems that literally can do anything for us. So, you know, our job is to find those systems, learn how to use them, and build, you know, the customer experience to be the best, and focus on that, and then have a good product, an authentic product with an authentic, you know, service or whatever we're offering. And then it can be even our talents, you know, it could be if you're a dancer, you should be, you know, given maybe tutorials on, you know, that you can teach people from home, if you're somebody that works out and so forth. So ensure that, you know, we are always thinking about ways that we can expand our business by having great marketing. And great marketing starts with great creativity. Thinking outside the box, thinking how we can make a more remarkable brand, how it can be, you know, unforgettable in the person's mind when they see it, whether they're old or middle-aged or young. It, you know, think of the future, right, and how things will be in the future, and mold and continue to expand the mission and the vision of the brand. But the brand must always have good presence online by having great marketing. And today we have great tools that can allow you to do a lot faster and more accurate marketing than ever before. We can literally put our message in front of and our story in front of millions of people within minutes. And so, and that's without exaggerating. So imagine the opportunity that we all have to literally put our talents in stores worldwide, digitally, where the overhead is very low cost, and you can literally start building an asset that will produce freedom for you. It's a freedom unit because it will automatically work for you with systems. And that's what we teach. We teach the rules of money, and we also teach you how to build the asset. If you like to start an asset from scratch, or if you like to maybe partner up with somebody that already has an asset and then work from that point on, you don't have to create the asset. But you can now be the, you know, you can promote it without you promoting it, by you having a system that does it. And you can get creative if you like to just work on this end of the spectrum, where no one sees you, but you know you have a great tools and you have a great product that you're, you know, have found a way to sell it and put it in front of the right people that are buying it more than the other people that are promoting it. And so, you know, we can literally create money while we sleep using systems. So here at Master Investor, we teach really people how to make money work hard for them, how to create assets, how to understand business and investing, understand the rules of money. So with that being said, glad to be here again with another episode of Master Investor. As we grow the company, we will have different people that we will bring on and we will interview and so forth. But the most important thing is this small episodes that will shine some light and make you think of how you can improve your business right now. So it's about great marketing, and marketing is finding a product or service that we can put in front of the right crowd that wants the service, and they can grab, buy, and go and repeat again. So marketing can start with great creativity by just thinking of ways that we can expand our business and making a more remarkable brand. See you on the next episode. Talk to you on the next episode. Leave us a comment. We appreciate it. Thank you for your time. And think of ways that you can expand your brand through great marketing.